To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, we're going to talk Texans here in a second, but a little bit of breaking news in the world of sports. Baltimore Orioles just got a big fish to land there in Baltimore. Pete Alonso, first baseman, just signed or agrees to a 5-year, $155 million
deal. That money going around, brother.
It's going.
It sure is. And it's AL teams, if you notice, right? We talked about it. We look around the AL West. The Mariners clearly much better. The A's probably getting better.
Oh, they're going to be better.
I think so. Yeah. So you've got those teams there in your division. Mm-hmm. And then the Blue Jays are good, and they're trying to get better.
They've added.
The Yankees are good. You're talking about the Orioles right now adding in to what was a talented team, even if they weren't productive this past season. Like, this is it's looking like the Astros' path to postseason contention. Again, a tough one if you don't get the winner right.
Well, here. I don't think you're being honest. You don't think it's gotten tougher.
Yeah. And you just named the teams that was kind of making moves a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't named the Tigers.
Right. Yeah.
The Guardians that was in the playoffs, for what it's worth.
And aren't the Tigers probably still the leaders in the clubhouse to acquire the services of one Alex Bregman still?
And Red Sox. Imagine
probably
the Red Sox. Well, we didn't talk about the Red Sox. Red Sox with potentially Isak Paredes.
Yeah, the Red Sox are gunning. I just talked about four big all-star names that they are actively courting.
And Bregman. You know, they're talking about bringing him back.
So,
getting a little, starting to shift in your seat a little bit here, you know?
And it kind of sucked, too, because it's like, Astros ain't, what are they doing right now to get better?
Yeah. They're trying to get pitchers with control.
They are, which again feels
under control,
which does feel like maybe more of a next season than a this season. Not that anybody's saying that, but like if you wanted to go there, you can kind of go there.
Yeah.
Am I right to go here, John Lopez, dating back to the Kansas City game where, I don't know if you remember, the Texans beat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-10. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah, just in case you don't recall, the Texans beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium.
Mm.
Just want to make sure that
on Sunday night.
That we're, are we, Sunday night football.
No Letterman Jack.
Cold outside. Yeah. Kicking field goals.
Yeah.
There was a missed field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from the Kansas City Chiefs side. I just want to make sure that we're all the same. Mm. We're good? We all remember this, right?
Yes.
Within that game, though, did the O-line improvement that we've seen noticed from the Texans offensive line, where they've gotten the five that they needed together and the cohesion had been there, did they get exposed a little bit?
How so?
Well, I think that one of the things that I go to is, well, first and foremost, you just saw Chris Jones go crazy.
I feel like that's almost a one-off because he's that good.
Right. Yeah. That's one of those things where you go, he's that good.
That's like saying Myles Garrett went off.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Although you think about it and you go, hey, what happens in the playoffs if not we get rid of the bad teams and it's just good teams? And right now, looking at the AFC playoffs, and I have not done this ahead of time, so this is just stream of consciousness, right? The teams in the AFC playoffs, the Broncos, we've seen them, and they've got good pass rushers, maybe not individually good pass rushers, but they have good pass rushers. You've played them. The Patriots pass rushers, who am I thinking of there?
Just a good defense also, like kind of like the Broncos.
Yeah, it's a solid defense. Yeah. I'm not going to lie about that, but I'm trying to think individual pass rushers like Kalavon Chaisson, I guess. There aren't necessarily guys that I go, Harold Landry, well, I probably need to give him his credit. The Jacksonville Jags, we know them. You know, they've got the Josh Hines Allen that, oddly enough, did not really impact the games that you played versus them. Who else do you have in that that is still vying. Yeah, like, I don't know necessarily that there's a lot of individuals that are of the same magnitude. Pittsburgh Steelers, TJ Watt, if they make it.
Yep.
The Ravens don't necessarily have. The Chargers are, it's Khalil Mack still doing that same thing to you. The Bills don't really have anybody, especially without Ed Oliver. Yeah,
when is he supposed to be back?
I do not recall. Yeah. Off the top of my head, I really can't tell you. But, okay, so maybe that's not it. One of the things is Steve Spagnuolo absolutely tore you up with you know, very unique and frequent blitzing. And that is something where I wonder, yes, Steve Spagnuolo is particular in his desire to blitz a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that some level of blueprint or book out on this offensive line that teams that are coming, especially as the Texans become more of a team that people go, all right, we need to make sure we beat them,
yeah,
that they will take heed of and maybe heat you up in that way.
So you're talking about blitzes, blitzing teams.
It's possible.
I feel as if that might be the only way to get to the Texans. You know, Ed Ingram did not have a particularly good game.
No, surprisingly, because again, coming into that game, if you were to ask me who's been the best offensive lineman for the Texans, yes, I would give praise to Arianta Harris as a rookie coming in holding down that spot. Of course, you got to give Titus Howard his love for being good in all three different spots that he's played this year. But I'd probably say Ed Ingram, especially because what they want to do is be a little bit of road graders and go forward. Ed Ingram did that really well, except not in this game.
Not in this game. And I hadn't really thought about this until you mentioned it before the show. You know, what you're talking about is, did they get exposed? Did they get exposed to unique pressures? And I think that is fair based on what the Chiefs did. As you mentioned, Spagnuolo is one of those next-level type of coordinators. But the other part of that is significant is you're going to be playing very good defenses, very good defensive coordinators, and we absolutely should start talking about, you know, the teams you're going to face in the postseason, because it looks like you're going to make the postseason and what they will see on film. I mean, it's, you know, that is something that every team still does significantly. Like, what did they do? How did they get there? Now, that's something that I think is absolutely concern might be a little bit much, but maybe one of those spots that they're going to try to pick at, you know, blitzing the Texans with unique blitz.
And the reason that at least in that place I might go, actually, maybe not, is when you look at the teams that blitz the most, at least coming into this point of the season, it's either there's not a lot of teams that I'm super concerned about possibly seeing. The Vikings have the most, have the highest blitz rate in all the NFL, right? Brian Flores likes doing that. NFC, Falcons, NFC, Kansas City Chiefs. You just saw them, and you might have been one of the larger reasons that they might not make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
The New York Jets.
You won't see them.
Miami Dolphins.
Again.
Pittsburgh Steelers is a little interesting. Mm-hmm. They do like blitzing. And obviously, as I mentioned, you talk about an individual who might be able to replicate that level of Chris Jonesian performance. TJ Watt is one of those names that you think of. All right. Put a pin in that one. Broncos. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. But Bucks, Lions, Bears, Saints, Browns, Jags are the next closest at 13. My point is, one, you're definitely not seeing those through the remainder of the season. Through the remainder of the season, you don't have teams that are going to blitz you, at least not habitually in the way that they've gone about it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a couple of teams that are inclined towards that and have that within their repertoire that you might see in the playoffs. But we've seen teams, even this year, go from they don't blitz a lot to that team we're blitzing and finding success. And that's one of the things that I go, oh, is that going to be a thing where the particular types of blitzes that you might need to use against this offensive line have been demonstrated?
I think that's fair. I also,
to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I also think it's fair to say, what about the teams you might face again and what they're learning about what they did that worked and didn't work? See, I think that's the other side of this. You've played the Bills and you worked them. Still came down to the very end, but you worked them. And they're going to look at – if you face the Bills again, they're going to make those adjustments on how they try to pressure the quarterback. You face the Jaguars twice. You face them again at some point. They're going to look at how they can maybe tweak what they did. You've played the Broncos. They're going to look – if you face them again, they're going to look at, how can we change it? So I think it comes down to, the unique blitz options, packages, whatever you want to call them, that they're going to bring are going to be like something you haven't seen before, maybe like something you saw from Steve Spagnuolo.
On the text line from the 713, they said it didn't just expose the offensive line, but CJ pre-snap have to hard count to slow down elites like Jones. We talked a little bit about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Y'all clown me about the statistics, and I think – I get it. But within there, right, the having that varied time before you snap makes the defense have to pause, have to think about what you're doing here, and maybe that can help slow things down. I would like to see them implement those things. And for that reason, the opportunity to maybe get yourself some more things that could – some more tools that could help CJ pre-snap, making sure to diagnose these things and pick them up, because that's another thing. As much as the book might be out that way for defenses to know – I think there's also a book internally where if you self-scout appropriately, you should be able to see that and go, okay, now how do we batten up the hatches? How do we help secure that so that that doesn't happen again? And hopefully they're able to do that, especially against a number of teams, at least down the stretch and maybe in the playoffs, that aren't inclined to do that.
And I think a lot of teams are going to look at this Texan squad and say, all right, what can we pick at? I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. You know, you blitz up the middle. You make Jake Andrews block you. Texter said Jake Andrews, well, he said he's the worst, but, you know, he hadn't had a good season, that's for sure. He said he gets ragdolled. I think if you're an opposing team, you're like, that's the mark. That's the mark. That's where we play the games. Texans have had a few issues earlier in the year, a lot of issues earlier in the year in the stunts and the crosses and all that stuff and the games they play up front. I think if you blitz, you can blitz up the middle and make Jake Andrews make a play. So I think that it is. I'm not going to say exposed.
Yeah, and I wouldn't.
But I think there are things that they're going to try to do that they haven't done before.
Agreed. Yeah. And I wouldn't either. But it was one of those things where I go, oh, okay, this does not match up quite with what we felt like we were doing. And it's mostly that third quarter. The third quarter is where it got really egregious with the adjustments. Would you agree with the sentiment that's coming in right now on the text line that the Texans made the appropriate adjustments in the fourth quarter in order to kind of balance that thing back out?
I guess yes, but it was also the C.J. Stroud quarter. It was also him off script, and maybe that's part of the adjustment. Hey,
and then them really just deciding to run the ball
and then
for
running
two
the ball.
Yards.
And D'Amico talked about it on the coach's show yesterday. He said what he said last week. Like, we're not going to have a lot of success very often, but we're going to keep at it. And when they kept at it, they started to get some bigger. Actually, it was Casario. They're going to get some bigger chunks. Bigger being 6 or 8 yards.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I think running the football is going to be necessary. Mm-hmm. But the particular way about that they go about using more personnel or bigger personnel, you reference a stat that, funny enough, you cannot find right now, but I will take your word for it, the idea that Blake Fisher, when he's coming in these jumbo packages, is actually producing it away by some metric that is not as good as if you just used a regular tight end.
Mm-hmm.
With the return of Cade Stover, do the Texans need to lessen or maybe even stop their usage of the jumbo package?
My answer is yes, but I don't see them doing it. They used him again a lot.
They did.
Against the Chiefs. I think they just believe he's a lineman, put him at tight end, he will help, and you can double team maybe some of these edges and ends and stuff a little better. But the numbers haven't – I mean, the numbers are there that you're better off just putting a tight end there, or you have been. Now, to be fair, when you have a regular tight end there, it's probably more of a running down. So when you pass, you're probably going to have some play action anyway and face a little bit less pressure. But, Blake Fisher has not been the big plus that you thought he would be.
And to be fair, he was of great value when you started using it. I don't think that just
running.
Because it was useful early does not mean inherently that it continues to be of use to you. It's going to be something that at least I continue to keep my eye on, and I don't know if how it works versus the Cardinals ends up should be necessarily the way that you make your decision on utilizing it. But that is an interesting thing, and I will want to look at that more, what the Blake Fisher jumbo sets versus maybe having Cade Stover in as that tight to block. Now, there are instances where they'll do the jumbo set and then tack Cade Stover on right next to him, and it's just like, all right, well, now you have the big body and Cade Stover to do that. But in theory, at least, if you have Cade Stover, you have the threat of throwing the football. Although, they haven't really thrown the football to Cade Stover either.
They have not. They've tried, and he's dropped it. And, and that's why they stopped.
Fair.
And with this Cardinals defense, one of the things, and you know, this is something that we're going to talk about here at 1 p.m. with Tyler Drake from Arizona Sports, who's going to be joining us. You know, Walter Nolan is starting to play a lot better.
Well, he's starting to play. He had some injuries that he was dealing with.
But he's made some plays. I've seen some things from the Cardinals side that are saying, and he's an interior that can go outside, kind of move around, pressure, you know, et cetera. So, you know, that's going to be one of the things you have to watch.
Yeah, the O-line improvement, I think ultimately what the game versus Kansas City did for me is, oh, yeah, you just can't take this for granted. Mm-hmm. And I hope that also Nick Haley took that, because at times it felt like, especially in the first half, oh, well, we can open this thing out up. And the way that I talked about it with a group of my friends was, all right, yes, you don't have a lemon anymore, but I don't think that means you can just open this thing up to 100 on the highway.
Oh, God, no.
And
no,
I don't know if that was the equivalent of opening it up to 100 on the highway, but it did feel like they were starting to feel like, oh, man, the offensive line is better, and we could just – no, it's still going to need certain protecting. And so I think that is the thing that was exposed for me, not necessarily that the offensive line improvement was exposed. Of itself. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and I didn't even come back to the idea of CJ pre-snap. I do want to see some of that operation, because operation was a watchword in this game. I do want to see that continue to improve, and so I'm interested in watching this game to see how much better or if it does become better as it goes. But all right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's Wednesday. Let's go ahead and give away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. How's that sound, John Lopez?
That sounds fantastic.
It's a useful gift card, is it not?
You're darn right. That's a great place.
Fantastic. Get your meats, your rubs, if you need to get
everything, basically.
Yeah, basically anything if you want to grill.
Or you could get $50 off of a grill.
That's a great point. Although, if you do win this, you are entered for a chance to win the grill, so maybe you hold off on using it for specifically that. All you got to do, be caller number 9 right now to 713-572-4610. Again, caller number 9 to 713-572-4610. We'll get that $50 grill gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. They will be entered for a chance to win the Traeger grill that'll be given away at the end of the year. And if you win that grill, you get a case of OG sauce to get yourself started off as well.
You sure do.
So do that. Caller number 9, 713-572-4610. All right. As we continue on this Wednesday In the Loop, let's do our Lunchtop Confessions next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.